Here we are in Parshas Yisro again, and I guess if we were to define Parshas Yisro in practical terms, we would say that it's the Parsha where we learn what it means to be a Yid. It's very, very clear, very short sentence, but very, very fraught with enormous implications. And was steht? Steht, v'atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim v'goy kodosh. That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants, that we should become a mamleches kohanim and a goy kodosh. Now it seems to me that in past shiurim we've spent quite a bit of time talking about mamleches kohanim. Remember we talked about kolmemiyos in B'chukai Sad, v'oylecheschem kolmemiyos, that the cheirus, that Rashi says that Mamleches Koyanim is Sorim. Koyanim in this context means Sorim. And the Rabbeinu Shalom wants an aristocracy. Mamleches Koyanim, each one of us ought to be an aristocrat, Ke'ilu, whatever the implications of that are. Let's not talk about it this time, because we've really spent time in earlier Shiurim thinking about that. And I'd like to go to the second half. The Goy Kodosh. Now, are we a Goy Kodosh? What does it mean, a holy nation? So, I mean, a nation, I guess, is just a tzirruf of many, 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 many people. So I would imagine that if the people who constitute the nation are all holy, so then you have a holy nation. So I imagine that at some level, certainly, the Rebbeinu Shlom's Rotzayn, that we should be an Am Kodosh, a holy people, a holy nation, means that each one of us should be holy. Now, that's easier said than done. How do you become holy? What exactly is Kedusha, certainly when we're talking about an individual person? Now, there are all kinds of remozim in what we do, in the halachas which bind us daily, especially in the Siddur, to get some idea of what holiness might constitute. I noticed, I wrote about it in a recent book, what was it called? Awake at the Wheel. Yeah, I try to get ourselves to think a little bit about what we're saying in the Siddur, and we have the Gaon's Shitta that Asher Yotza and the Lakai, Neshama Shnosa to be Torahi, that they really belong together, and that you should say Lakai, Neshama Shnosa to be right after Asher Yotza, that they belong together, and that we're going with the Shitta of the Rashba, that the Negelwasser is there because the Misa, the sleeping is like a me'en of Misa, and so we're coming freshly minted, new person once we wake up in the morning, a new haschola, and therefore, just like the Kohanim, when they first come into the Azorah in the morning, they have to go to the Kiyah and wash their hands and wash their feet. So we also have to wash our hands, that's what Negelwasser is, to mark our new entry into a life of Avodas Hashem. And that's really very, very much what we are here for. You know, the brochas, the Birchas HaShachar, have some very interesting wordings there, especially, like, I'm always struck by Oter Yisrael B'Sifara, going to the Gemara. When do you say Oter Yisrael B'Sifara? You do it when you put on your hat. When you put on your hat, you say, Oter Yisrael B'Sifara. Now, what hat am I wearing? For all I know, I'm wearing a baseball cap. Like, what is Tif'ara? In what way is a hat a Tif'eres? Well, we know that the Big Day Kohuna were the Chovoid or the Sif'ores. And there were Mikba'os, there were the hats which they wore. So somehow we are like the Mesaknim of the Brocha, the ones who made the Matbea of the Brocha of Oter Yisrael B'Sif'ora, is what they're saying is that when a Yid puts on his hat in the morning, never mind what kind of a hat it is, it could be any kind of a hat, but it's the kovod or the siforis, just like the big day kohuna, every one of them had to do with kovod and tiferes. So apparently the hat that we put on is a tiferes. So we're getting hints thrown at us by the Mesaktim of Tfilah to teach us how to look upon ourselves. That's a very, very important thing. And Ashrei the person who lives at a level at which she can say, hey, maybe I have some shaychus to this idea of my hat being a tif'ora, a tif'eres for me. I wrote over there in the book also that it's interesting that, well, we're going with the Rashba. So if we're going with the Rashba, so Asher Yotza and Elakai, Neshama Shnosatubi, are belonging together. They are a twosome. One of them, of course, Asher Yotza, celebrating the Guf, and Elakai, Neshama Shnosatubi, celebrating the Neshama. And it's very, very interesting that the basic brocha of Asher Yotza is in the third person, same as all the other birchas hanenen. You eat an apple, boire pri ho'es, third person. Yeah, and over here, Yotza is ha'odam b'chochma. The Ribbono Shel Olam, we're talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, not to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but about the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's in the third person. I in the middle, it switches. So we talk about that in the book over there. That's not so much Nageya to us at this point. But interesting is that, of course, the brocha, which deals with the neshama, Elokai, neshama shnosatubi tahorahi, we've switched the whole brocha to the second person. We're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam directly. So hastas that when we're talking about our guf, that's Asher Yotza. So there, we talk in the third person. In other words, ideally, we are being taught that we ought not to identify ourselves with our guf. But when we talk about the neshama, we're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam in the second person. It's the be, it's the person who's talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam and thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam or describing the neshama which the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me, and there we're talking in the second person. There I'm talking directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I guess because I'm identified, or ideally I would be identified with the neshama. So there's a lot of things going on there. That's a very, very, like a wonderful thing when you think about it. This very clear indication of what is expected of us by the daily brochas which we say. If we go with the Gaon Shitta, so then you say Elokai Neshama right after the Asher Yotza, and you switch, and if you're like most of us, suddenly like I am, I don't even think about what I'm doing, I just say the Nusach. But if I were to think about it, I would say, hey, they're telling me something. Asher Yotza is in the third person, and Elokai Neshama Shnosatubi is in the second person. That's telling me something. And we read now afterwards, when I come to Oitei Yisrael B'Sifaro, wow, what is expected me over here? It's also so interesting. I wanted to read to you the letter 20 in the Igros Chazanish, in the first volume of the Igros, the Koivitz Igros, the Aleph. So number 20 is headed Hanhogos, the way people should carry themselves. And there's an asterisk down there, Leben Yeshiva Echad. Apparently a Ben Yeshiva had asked the Chazon Ish, like, why, how should he carry himself? What kind of a person should he be? So in this letter number 20, the Chazon Ish lays down six rules about how a Ben Torah should carry himself. Now, interestingly enough, the You know, nowadays we all learn Baruch Hashem. Many of us learn in yeshiva, and we hear constantly the chashivas of Torah. Torah is a moira de gezach. So you'd think that number one would be to learn with Hasmoda and to do all kinds. So the emphasis is it's not. We've seen a moment what it is, but where does learning come in? That's number six of the six, the sixth out of six. La'ayin b'masho, to learn carefully the masho, v'lishol me'acherim b'anova, and when we ask other people, we shouldn't come over and talk in a conceited kind of way, but we should ask b'anova v'loy b'geyos, v'omru ma'oid ma'oid heveshfal ruach, v'ekev anova yiro, v'anova mafticho yediyas ha'toyro. If you want to become a Talmud Chacham, the first thing you have to be is modest. No, that's rule number six of the six rules. Now let's go to rule number one. Rule number one reads like this. I'll read to you the whole rule, because it's the kind of rule that, well, I don't know what it does to us if we hear it. Lizoya ma'od ma'od me'achilas tanuk. Don't chas v'sholem get into eating things that you enjoy eating. V'im b'tumas haguf yesh rishon l'tumma, v'yesh ava tumma, v'yesh avi avos, b'tumas ha-nefesh shel milui ha-ta'avo b'achilas ta'anuk, mis'ached rishon l'tumma, v'ava tumma, v'avi avos ha-tumma. What do you call those things? I don't know, those round things that look like a bread, whatever it's called. Yeah, people like it very much. So, that according to the Chasan Ish, it's an avatuman, an aviyavois, and tumas hanefesh. It's a, what do you call those things? I can't think of it now. Mis'achet rishon l'tumu, v'avatumu, v'aviyavois ha'tumu. Dobo ze, that means eating something that you enjoy eating, hu min ha-shefolim ma'od, ma'akvim es ha-limud, uked amru b'medrash, behuvu b'toysvus ksubus kuft aledom et alef, ad she'odam mispalel, she'yichnesu divrei teuro l'soich gufoi, yispalel she'lo yichnesu ma'adanim l'soich gufoi. V'omru gitten, Sudosro Shahano Osro Hemeno Meshoich Yodcho Hemeno. Now the truth is that just Agavurko, because Togo he Vilmod and Itzorich, this quote from Gitten in Ayin Omed Aleph, Omru Gitten Ayin Aleph, Sudosro Shahano Osro Hemeno Meshoich Yodcho Hemeno. I don't know whether it's here, whether the Chazanish, why he brought it. Because over there, if you look in the sugya, which I did, there it's talking about healthy things. How much should you eat, and you should always leave some room in your stomach for all eventualities. It's not talking there about this idea of not indulging yourself in gashmistic things. The other one is, Adam mispalel shiichnasu divrei teuro l'soich gufoi. That's by Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, that's in Ksubus. Ksubus kuft aledom et alef. Toysus brings it. Ad she'odom mispalel shiichnasu divrei teuro l'soich gufoi, yispalel shlo yichnasu ma'adanim l'soich gufoi. So it's talking about what Rabbi Yehuda Anossi said, that he worked with Esa et Boaz in Avodas Hashem throughout his whole life, and he wasn't nene from Olam Hazeh, even like one etzba. So that's talking the Chazon Ish idea. The other one from Gittin, I'm not sure why the Chazon Ish brought it. That's Tamer Ha'ora. Like I say, Lilmad Onotzrichem. But interesting in the Loshen of the Medrash, which is Tosfos brings over there in Ksubas, Ad she'odam mispalel she'yichnesu divrei teuro l'soich gufoi. Yispalel shlo yichnesu ma'adanim v'soich gufoi. If that is the right gisa, so then it's really very interesting. Like a person, let's say, who wants to daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom, I want so much to be a Talmud Chacham, Can you help me be a Talmid Chacham? Help me, give me siyata deshmaya, that my learning should be good and it should be effective and should be sensible and convincing. Does he say, let the Torah be nichnas l'soich gufi, let Torah enter my body? Do we consider or do we look upon the Torah which we learn? We say a good teretz on a Rabbi Kreger Zakashe. So do we say, wow, my guf, you flex your muscles and say, wow, you're an okay guf. I mean, I don't think we associate the Torah with our guf. We associate it with our minds, with our intelligence, with our ways to the instincts and whatever we learn with. We don't seem to learn with our guf. So this yid is mispalel shiyichnasu divrei Torah l'sach gufay. I think maybe, like it just occurred to me this morning as I was looking at this letter again from the Chazon Ish. So maybe the language over here is really what one would expect it to be. Namely, it says if you're mispalel that Torah should enter your guf, that means we're talking about a Ben Aliyah. You're talking about a Ben Aliyah. And this Ben Aliyah wants that not only his mind should be a Torah-dicker mind, his mode of thinking should be a Torah-dicker mode of thinking. But he's talking about, let Torah enter my guf. Let me become an edler person. Let me become somebody who's not a Baal Torah. Let my guf be influenced by the Torah that I'm learning. Maybe that's what he's davening. So then what the Chazal is saying is very interesting. It says, if you're mispalel that yichnasu divrei Torah l'soich gufcha, you're asking something against nature. Yeah? Like by nature, the guf is not interested in Torah. The mind is interested in Torah. But you're being mispalel that the Torah should enter your guf. So then, maybe first things first, you should be mispalel that ma'adanim should not enter your guf. Madanim should not enter your guf, because madanim are naturally something that goes into the guf, and that makes your guf, holy. Healthy. So that is a natural thing. So maybe there you're praying over there when you're mispalel that the madanim should. Enter your mispalel, the madanim should not enter your guf, which means that's a tefillah which lechora comes first. You're saying, let me break my natural natiyah towards delicious things. Let me break my natiyah towards naturally delicious things. So before your mispalel, that unnatural things should go into your natural body, that means that even Torah should go into your body. First, take care that the body should be healthy. And how do you? What is Jewish healthiness? That the madanim don't come into your guf, whatever it means. But that here we're talking about apparently kedusha. We're talking about apparently kedusha, and maybe that is the kind of. These are the kind of issues which, when the Rabbi Nisham says to us in Yisrael that we should be a Goy Kodesh, maybe he's telling us we should be a little bit in accordance with the dreams of the Chazon Ish. When the Chazon Ish was able to sit down and write to Ben Yeshiva Echad, this kind of admonition, that Lizoya Ma'od Ma'od Me'achilas Tanuk, ואם בתומס הגוף יש ראשון לתומו, ויש אב התומו, ויש אבי הבויס, בתומס הנפש של מילוי הטייבו ואכיל הסטיינוק, מסאחת ראשון לתומו, ואב התומו, ואבי הבויס התומו. That's the Chazon Ish's way of looking at people, looking at himself, I'm sure, first and foremost. And that's a Moyle Gezach. That is a person who is Kodosh. The truth is, that there's this very interesting Gemara in Brochus. A moment. It's very, very interesting, the Shtickel Gemara, and I don't know whether I'm learning it correctly, but I'll share with you what I think maybe the pshat over here. That's in Samach Omud Beis, right at the top. Hanichnas lebeis hakise, that we're talking about there in a time when Yidden were machzik themselves, that they were being accompanied by malachim. So now this person has to go to lebeis hakise. So what should he do with the malachim who are accompanying him? So the Gemara says, one second, is it said in somebody's name? Omar Rav Acha. No, it doesn't. The Gemara says it's Stomad Gemara. Hanichnas lebeis hakise, oime. Hiskabdu mechubodim. Kedoshim meshose elyon. Act in accordance with the covenant that is due to you, I guess it means. Tnu kovod l'Elokei Yisroel. And moreover, give kovod to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, how do you give kovod? How do you act in accordance with the kovod that is due to you and that is kovod to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Hirpu mimeni. Stay away from me. Atshe ekones. While I go inside to the Beis HaKisei. Ve'ese retzoini. And do that which I want to do. Over aleichem, and then I'll come back to you. That's the nusach. Hanichnas lebeis hakisei oime hiskabdu mechubadim kedoshim meshose elyon tenu kovod lelakei Yisrael hirpu mimeni ad sheechones ve'ese retzoini over aleichem. Oma Abaye, so Abaye got a shock. Loi leime in a shochi. Phew! He says, don't do it, don't say that. That's the most terrible thing you could say. Omar baye loy leime in a shocha. Why? Dil meshofkele v'ozla. Maybe the malachim are going to go leave you and go away and you won't get them back anymore. We'll soon see why what he doesn't like about the first nosach. So what should you say? Elo leime. You should say the following. Shimruni or shamruni. I'm not sure about the diktok. Shimruni, shimruni. Azruni, azruni. Samchuni, samchuni, hamtinuli, hamtinuli, at she ekones ve'etze, she kein darkon shel b'nei odam. Wow. So what's the difference? What's the difference between Abaye's nusach and the earlier nusach? So I think that what the nusach is, that in the earlier nusach, the assumption is that while the person goes into the Beis HaKisei, so there, the malachim don't have anything to do. They're off duty. See? His kabdu mechubodim, kedoshim meshose elyon, tenu kovod elokei Yisrael, hirpu mimeni, leave me alone. You are now off duty. Your job is to accompany me and to guard me. Well, while I'm in the Beis HaKisei, you don't have anything to do. Hirpu mimeni, ad sheekones ve'ese rotzoini, I'm going in there to do my rotzoin. Meaning, right? This is Mr. I who is talking, yeah? And I have a rotzon now to evacuate my body of the things that are supposed to go out. Ve'ese rotzoini. And so now in the Beis HaKisei, I am concerned with my own needs. And there you do not have a job to do. Ve'ovo aleichem. And then I'll come back to you. And then you'll be back on duty. So use the time now that you can rest up a bit. But Abaye said, Chas v'sholem, well, we can't have a bifurcation in the Jewish life, that part of it is the business of Malachim and part of it is not the business of Malachim. Chas v'sholem, Elo leime, shamruni, shamruni, I'm going to the Beis HaKisei, please keep watch over me. You can't come in because it's not Lefi Kvaitrim. Sefer Torah you also can't bring into the Beis HaKisei. But I need you. I need you in there that you should guard me. Azruni, azruni, samchuni, samchuni. Hamtinuli, hamtinuli, atche ekones. Please wait, wait. I need you. I need you all the time. I need you inside also. Shekein Darkon Shel Bnei Odom. You don't know what's going on. I'll tell you, there's a Darkon Shel Bnei Odom which you don't know anything about. So I have to, for a certain amount of time, separate myself from you physically. Usually I'm right next to you. here I'm not right next to you. Well, that doesn't mean to say that you're not on duty. So you have to do, and you have to do all the things that you usually do to guard me and so on. You have to continue doing while I'm in the Beis HaKisei. That means that what's going on over here is that this is an affirmation of the sanctity of a Yid. You know, this is a Yid who, when he got up in the morning, he took Negelwasser, like the Koyanim, when they go to the Kiyo first thing in the morning, and because he is starting a new Seder of Avoida after sort of having a Shtikel Trias HaMesim in the morning, so he has to be Metaya himself, his hands, and the Noisekelim and the Shulchan Aruch say the feet, not because Sofkot Sof is only a Zecher, but they want Mesakan the Negelwasser for the feet. But I'll call upon him, Azedos. So this is the Yid, and when he put on his hat, he said, Oite Yisrael b'sifarot. So Abaye said, such a Yid you're going to say when he's in the Beis HaKisei, he's doing his Rotzain. It's his Rotzain, it's the Rabbanishan's Rotzain. And you have a similar Shulchan Aruch, which deals with the Hanhoga of the person in the Beis HaKisei. Chas v'shalom to say that at that point the Rabbi Nishom is not interested. I want to finish this shiur with some quotes from the Ramchal. Actually, there's a sefer called Torah HaNefesh B'Mishnas Ramchal, Rav Binyamin Efrati. And he brings the Ramchal's shittas in all these things, especially about Neshama, which we're going to learn now. And he offers a few introductory remarks. He makes it clear, he explains it in a way that it's something that we can understand more easily. So in Rav Efrati's Sefer, in Perek Aleph, Mahus HaNefesh, so section 3 reads like this: Neshama elyoino zu shehino metzius nafshis nevdeles. It's a ruchniyistik metzius which is separate. It's not, it doesn't belong into our physical world. It's an entirely separate entity. Kol koicha bo, not from anything that the physical world has to offer, but kol koicha bo mitzat kishra le'olomos ha'elyonim, even as the neshama rests within us who are physical, but her source of life comes from the olomos ha'elyonim. That is, reminds us very much of Yaakov's deal with Esav, that he took the olomos ha'elyonim and Esav took olam hazeh. So the neshama is the, that seems to be the cheftza of the olomos ha'elyonim in a human being. Umitzad ha'kesha hazeh mashpia ha'neshama gam al ha'nefesh ha'tachtoina leha'aloysa ledaga ruchnes. Animals also have a nefesh, so the person also has a nefesh, which inherently is not ruchnias. But because of the proximity of the neshama, it too becomes ruchnias. Komo b'sefer derech Hashem, Nimso ba'odah metzius nifal nivdal ve'elyon ma'od ve'ein tachlis b'vioso ba'odam elo lekashroi b'shoroshim ha'elyonim b'koyach godal uve'metzius hazeh nimshach ha'shefa ha'nishpa al ha'odam min ha'mekoyros ha'elyonim u'mimenu le'nefesh u'mimenu le'guf. You hear, that's where the Chaznish comes in. The Guf also becomes holy. Wow, that's unbelievable. And that's what we've seen now in various Mekoyres. Then in this another shtickle, Komu b'perek ha'koydem, Mahuso shel ha'neshomo hu heyoysom b'tzelem elokim, Dehaine hidamuso leboire. Mahus ze himoko shleimuso shel ha'neshomo. It's a shtick Rabbanish Olam Kaviyachal. Hine einte shukosa vaday elo loshuv lidovek b'mekoyro ul hasigay. Keteva kol olul hachoshek li'ilosa, anything that derived from a source is always craving to return to that source. Ve'ein menuchosa elo keshetasek azeh. Hagdoro zu shel ha-shleimus b'dveikos ha-boire musberes sham. Ha-shleimus azeh hu sheyeh ha-odom mizdabek b'kdushosa yizborach. That's where holiness comes in, through this neshama. Sheyeh ha-odom mizdabek b'kdushosa yizborach. V'nene me'asogas kvoidoi. B'li shum ma'onea mafriya u'ma'akev. Kakosov. Oz tis'anak al ha-shem. And the final section, Ikro upnimiuso shel haneshomo harei hi eifo sheifoso leone gruchne. That is what the neshomo wants. There's only one thing that she wants. She wants to be shoyev to an oineg gruchne. Basher kol tachlis bria so odam lehetev lo, vatova zu hine ho oineg gruchne, komu besefer mesilas yeshorem, ha'odom le'nivro elo l'z'aneg al Hashem v'lihanos m'ziv shrinosoi. V'zeu ha'tanuk ha'amiti v'idun ha'godl mikol ho'idunem sh'yecholem l'himotzei. Asher al kein nivro ha'neshomo b'she'ifas tanuk al'menos levate she'ifas zu b'oineg ha'ruchni ha'elyon. In other words, what's the neshomo? The neshomo is the mocker of our kedusha. Oy. It's the mocha of our Kedusha, because the Neshama was created with an enormous desire to be Nehne. It has this enormous drive. Asher al kein nivro haneshama b'she'ifas tanuk. It loves tanuk. But how does it get tanuk? It only gets tanuk if it's allowed to make contact with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, because that's the only source of Tainug which she has. So that is where our Kedusha comes. How do we become Mamlechas Koyanim V'goy Kodesh? Become V'goy Kodesh by allowing us to identify with our Neshama. Now remember we said at the beginning of this year that Ha'elakai Neshama Shunosatobi is in the second person. And that is what the Bale, the Mesaknim of the Tefillah, wanted to educate us. They wanted to educate us, to tell us who we are. And now it's up to us, I guess, that if we ignore this lesson and talk about the Ritzoinos of the Guf in the first person, Kviyochel, and about our conscience in the second person. Somewhere I have over here the from Rav Dessler. That's what happened in the when Odom HaRishon took the ate from the Eitz Hadas. So it changed in him. Before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, so his first person. When he experienced things as experiencing in the first person, that was the ruchnistic things. If he had his Yetzer HaTov telling him, well, don't do this, you're not supposed to do this, he said, you are not supposed to do that. It talked to him in the second person. But with the eating of the Eitz Hadas, it changed. And we all became people who, lechatchila, identify with our guf. I would like to eat this. I would like to take a break. I would like to do this. I would like to do this. And then the conscience comes along and says, look, it's not nice. You know, you have obligations. And the Rav is waiting for you. Like, you shouldn't really keep him waiting. And the talk starts in the second person. Rabbi said, please don't think I'm trying to give anybody musa. But I'm just quoting Rav Dessler. So that is what's going on. So perhaps through these various makayvas, which we discussed just now, we have gotten a little bit of a better musak than we had before on the Goy Kodesh, Mamleches Koyanim, the Goy Kodesh. And halavai, we should be zoche to that kind of a life.